With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. will exclude electronics like smartphones and laptops from President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The announcement from the Trump administration could help keep the prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the U.S. Excluding those items would also benefit big tech companies like Apple and Samsung. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said items like smartphones, laptops, machines used to make semiconductors, and flat panel monitors would be exempt from the higher taxes. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Iran and the U.S. will hold more negotiations next week over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Iranian state TV reporting that U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Wickoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, quote, briefly spoke in the presence of the Omani foreign minister at the end of the talks yesterday. Republicans are investigating alleged collusion among Ivy League schools to raise tuition rates and limit financial aid. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republicans in the House and Senate have sent a letter to the presidents of eight prominent schools, raising concerns about alleged price fixing. Earlier this year, a lawsuit was filed against Georgetown and 14 other prominent colleges for allegedly colluding on tuition prices and using a shared method of determining a student's financial aid needs. It's alleged that method may have led to higher tuition prices and favored the admission of students that would be the most financially profitable for the colleges. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is Palm Sunday. It's the official occasion for the world's Christians, more than 2 billion of them, to remember the arrival of Jesus triumphantly into Jerusalem prior to his crucifixion. This also kicks off Holy Week. This is SRN News. The federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms following an executive order from President Trump. Judge William Smith pointed out that the NEA rescinded the gender ideology ban about a week after the lawsuit was filed. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities are reaching crisis levels in India. A new report by the commission finds that, quote, vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and the demolition of property and places of worship are spreading widely. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders, including the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. This is SRN News. The Texas Senate has approved a proposal to create a Homeland Security Division within the state's Department of Public Security.
It would focus on immigration enforcement, organized crime, and protecting the state's infrastructure. If passed into law, Senate Bill 36 would make Texas immigration enforcement efforts a permanent part of the state's criminal justice system. Measure now goes to the House. Bill sponsor Tan Parker says the intent is to centralize the Department of Public Safety's functions into one division that will streamline intelligence. Jason Walker reporting.
Rory McIlroy is one round away from the green jacket and a career grand slam. He got off to the greatest start in Masters history yesterday with six straight threes on his card. Had another eagle late in his round of golf for 66. That gives him a two-shot lead over at Bryson DeChambeau going into the final round this afternoon. This is SRN News.